Taking a turn down an unassuming road off of Highway 71B in Bentonville, the kind of street where the trees meet in the middle overhead, this turn will take you just a mile or so to Nancy Dallison's two-story home. Horses graze the grass in front as two Yorkies guard the front door. After offering me some organic black tea, Nancy takes me upstairs to one of two bedrooms she has converted into art studios, long after her children left them unoccupied. When she was a University of Arkansas art student, she took metalsmithing classes, but went off in different directions after school, even teaching art in the public schools for a few years. About 2 years ago, she took a class at the Eureka Springs School of the Arts, which rekindled her interest in metal. And after the class, she continued her research and self-education in the craft. At the moment, she works primarily with jewelry, because that's what sells, but would be interested in doing small sculptures, because there really is a lot you can do with metal.
Texture it, make the impressions with words, which is where I believe you saw my work. I texture with in other ways with screwdrivers, and I do some soldering. I do know some basic stone setting that I can, you know, apply to my metal work. I make bracelets and necklaces and earrings and just about a lot of things with metal.
She spends much of her time these days making jewelry to sell at craft shows and festivals, and at two local boutiques, one in Fayetteville, one in Bentonville. She's moved quickly in her 2 years with the trade and credits the support of local shop owners and an abundance of time to do this work. Her real love is metal, though if she is burnt out after preparing a large order or for a festival, she will take a break and go to her other studio to paint. It takes her mind off of metalworking and lets her return with a fresh mind and new attitude. Falling back on her skills as a public school art teacher, Nancy now teaches a course on each at the Artist Retreat Center in Bella Vista and enjoys passing art on to others. But now she instructs adults.
I think I actually learn just as much from the students as hopefully they learn in class. I mean, it's just that whole coming together of ideas and the creative process.
Inside a vintage train case, she keeps her charms and stones and other small pieces. With the handle on top, she is able to pick the case up without the content shifting. Some charms she purchases already in the oval, round, or rectangular shape. Others, she makes herself from a thin sheet of sterling silver.
And this is what I will cut out. I've been on a wing series lately. And so this is a little butterfly that I have sawn out with a jeweler's saw out of a flat sheet of sterling. And then I pierced out the openings and soldered the pieces together. I will set a little stone in this bezel cup.
The wing series has butterfly wings of various shapes and sizes, some with stones, some without. About a dozen or so items that come in earrings, bracelets, and necklaces. Nancy was inspired by the transformative nature of the butterfly. She says she is about done with the wings for now, but may revisit in the future. She has other works in progress around her workspace, a bracelet, a necklace, though they are not just a bracelet or a necklace. Nancy puts thought into each piece.
The stone reminded me a lot of, it's a blue lace agate, and it reminded me a lot of water and of waves. So the fish is on the back, and the little dots are sort of representative of bubbles. So I get, sometimes I just start in on a piece and the ideas come as I'm working. A lot of times I have no plan.
I had found out about Nancy's specific work with words on metal. Charms and pieces with words stamped on them, like peace, love, happiness, or grace. So that is what we will make today. She begins with what she calls a blank, a flat charm or disc with nothing on it. Nancy does all of the texturing herself, using a hammer or other tool to give the piece a rugged look. She offered to make a charm for me. I couldn't come up with just one word I'd like to wear, so we went with a name that means a lot to me, Dexter. and went about brainstorming the rest of the piece.
As you can see from here, your letters can run vertically or horizontally. And then this is what it kind of looks like when it follows the shape of the disc.
She shows me my charm options, and I choose a long and thin gold-colored piece, and another fancier one to place in a hole at the other's bottom. It has three beads, one clear, the other two turquoise in color. After asking which font I would like, a typeset or a loopier one she calls fancy font, I choose the fancy. From a shelf on the opposite side of the narrow room, she removes the letter stamps. If you've ever used a typewriter, these stamps resemble the letters held in the rear of it, a three-dimensional letter on the end of a long and sturdy metal rod. She says they're relatively easy to find. She's purchased these from a local bead store, Hobby Lobby, and at Harbor Freight. She places a mouse pad under the charm. She says this is to diffuse the sound that imprinting the letters will make. She writes the letters D-E-X-T-E-R down on a sheet of white copy paper, referring back to it often, as she says she has learned the hard way that she needs to check and recheck the order of the letters. The 3-inch long skinny metal stamps that make each letter have an arrow drawn on them, pointing the direction they need to go to make each imprint.
And I try to kind of eyeball where my stamp is in relation to both sides of the metal. It's not going to be a perfect stamping, of course, because it's not done by a machine. It's handmade. So if I get a little wonky, then it's okay. So here we go. Here's the R. Just a couple of blows, and you've got your first impression.
It doesn't take long to hammer out the six-letter word.
Almost finished here. Okay. Now you see how the metal's kind of warped a little bit? It's just from working the metal so much. But I can dig out this little plastic mallet and flatten that right back out.
To make the letters stand out on my charm, Nancy offers adding a bit of metal paint. I choose a patina color, and she rolls around the room in a desk chair to grab the appropriate tiny bottles and a brush.
And this is a nice, quick process. I'm just going to put out just a couple of different colors here of the patina for metal.
It doesn't take but a second to fill the grooves with paint and wipe off the excess with a paper towel. She then grabs a plastic case that holds jump rings in various sizes and metals. The brass disc, coupled with the silver beaded charm, is a mix of metals that Nancy says she likes, making the piece more interesting. So she chooses a silver for attaching to a chain of my choosing, and a brass to attach the beaded charm. I plan to take it home and add to a charm necklace of sorts, but she suggests a leather or silk cord.
Sometimes these little jump rings can be a little tricky to get all lined back up. And there we have it.
We're done.
So there you go.
Nancy herself wears a necklace with the word acceptance printed on it. She also likes the word grace, claiming to have none, though it is the meaning of her name. She takes inspiration from things she sees or reads, also offering the idea of printing a disc with the longitude and latitude of a special place. You may have noticed the sound of music behind her voice. She works with Pandora blaring from her MacBook, as this is a solitary activity and she gets lonely. Amos Lee is her favorite station. Her oldest Yorkie, Sammy, keeps her company as well. She thinks he's a bit deaf and the hammering doesn't bother him. Her younger pup steers clear of the studio while she's working. You can find Nancy Dallison's work on Facebook at InDesignsAR, or to take one of her classes, visit artistretreatcenter.com. If you have a story idea for the next installment of our Locally Made series, or any other story idea, please send it to ozarksatlarge@gmail.com. This is Ozarks at Large. Thank you.
Yesterday I got lost in.